Now, he's a good philosopher, and so he realizes that there may be objections to what he has to say, right? And so what he does now is he deals with or raises one of those objections to his position, right? And he says, we come to a problem that emerges when we say that God is the ultimate standard of ethical value and obligation. Right? When we ascribe goodness to God, so here's the problem. When we ascribe goodness to God and also make him the standard for identifying and evaluating goodness, then the two statements generate a circularity, right?
Oh,
So
circular.
if
We
we
just can't
say
get
that,
around
yeah,
it.
exactly. So here's this illustration. He says, if we say that Bach's music is the greatest ever written, right? And I make a meaningful, if disputable, claim when I say that Bach's music is the greatest ever written. But if someone asks me my criteria for greatness in music, and I reply, well, how like Bach's music is it?
Right.
Right? So now the significance, he says, of my claim seems to be reduced. Bach's superiority then becomes tautological and trivial, for, of course, all composers. Bach's music is most like Bach's music. And so any composer that has a music like Bach's, then it is superior music. Well, now we backed ourselves into a circle, basically, is what he's saying. When
A
we're
vicious,
using the
vicious circle.
standard in order to judge the standard,
Right.
that's the problem.
Well, similarly, some have argued that when we say God is good, but then make God the standard or criterion of goodness, we make the initial claim meaningless. If we say both God is good and good is whatever God is, then God's goodness could be anything at all, right? So Plato in Euthyphro poses the question whether piety is what the gods say it is, or whether the gods command piety because of its intrinsic nature apart from their own wishes. And some philosophers have identified a similar problem in biblical theism. If good is what God says, then goodness is subject to arbitrary whims of a personal deity. God declares that Robert is wrong because he had tacos on Tuesday, and so that's the only reason. Or if goodness is independent of God, then he is subordinate. So, robbery is wrong because from the ether I've pulled it out as a universal truth of this universe that I'm in, and I'm bequeathing it to the people of this universe. Well, then he is subordinate to that abstract concept of goodness. So, therefore, God doesn't exist, right?
Right. Or at least the traditional concept of God has to be modified because now something is superior to God, right? In that instance.
Right.
And
The
so
Greek
we're
version
caught
of
in
God.
this.
Okay. No Greeks. All right, gotcha.
That's right. Yeah. So we're caught into, and this, obviously this is the what's came to be known as a euthyphro dilemma. Right? Is good because the gods say it is, or do the gods say it is because it's good? That's the issue here. And he says the same kind of dilemma now confronts the Christian, the believer in God, right? All right. And so now and obviously Plato lands on good is independent of God. It's something that exists outside of, the authorities of God. And so that's where Plato lands in this dilemma. So it's not whatever God commands, it's something that's superior to God. It's independent of God. It exists outside of God's authority. Of course, believers, Christian believers, can't accept that. And so, what's the problem here? Well, Frame says that in his view, this problem arises from the inability of Plato and other philosophers to see goodness as, notice this, something personal. Many of them never seem to question the view that such things as goodness and truth are impersonal, right? They reason that since goodness is an abstract entity, then it cannot be identical with a person. And he thinks that that's a problem with that kind of reasoning.
Which is odd because, if it's a virtue, the virtues are this, personal representations of different things. And if you've watched the Disney's Hercules, that you have,
Right.
the virtues there as well. But so, yeah, so the personal aspect of it is lost in this Greek concept of goodness or of piety. Yeah. All right. So goodness is the behavior and self-revelation of a person, not a general or abstract concept. Certainly, it would be wrong to regard the behavior of any mere human being as the criterion of goodness. There's my joke about being the perfect parent. But of course, God is unique. He's a unique being, right? He's so unique that he has a moniker that we call him God, right? So the good is not, as in Plato's view, an abstract form superior to God. It is the good, then, what God says it is? Well, yes, but God's word is not arbitrary. God commends goodness to us because he is himself supremely good. He commands to us based on what he himself is from his personhood. So it's true to say that goodness is what God says it is, and it is also true to say that God commands the good because it is good, because it's rooted in himself, his character, his being, that he is the standard.
Yeah, exactly. So this might be, you know, somewhat circular, and he's going to deal with this in a minute here,
right,
but it's not viciously circular. In other words, the good comes out of not what God commands, but out of God's character. It's who God is. That's the source of goodness. And notice he says that a mere human being cannot be the standard of goodness because his nature is not perfect, right? God's is. The human being's commands would indeed be subject to the suspicion of arbitrariness, right? Because we don't have a divine perfect nature. And right. So our commands would be subject to the arbitrary objection, right? Mm-hmm. As finite and fallen creatures, you know, a person might indeed declare what is good today, you know, be bad tomorrow, this arbitrary issue. But God, he says, and God's word cannot be arbitrary in this way, for God is supremely and unchangeably good. So good comes from God's character, not his commands. Unlike us, God has a perfect moral character. We do not. And so basically, when we have this kind of dilemma, we're almost comparing God to people. We say, you know, we can arbitrarily say anything and it becomes right. good. So, yeah. But the problem is, yes, that's the way it works for us because our character is not perfect. God has a perfect moral character. And so it's a different kind of issue.
Right. It's a standard. It's the ruler that measures all things, that's created in and kept in this, you know, temperature controlled room that I guess we get it out if gas stations have issues with how much gas it dispenses or something along those lines.